It's Wednesday afternoon on Downtown, and that means it's our chance to shine a light, as we love to do, on Downtown Bangor. We're joined, as always, by Betsy Lundy of the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure. You brought the sunshine with you this time around.
I would like to take credit for that.
I think you should. Well, we have so much fun every week looking at different aspects of Downtown Bangor. You bring along some great guests, usually. And you have this time as well.
No, I was like, where is this going?
It's a very dramatic pause there.
Thank you, Rich. All in the timing. Would you like to introduce your guest today?
Yes. Okay. I brought with me today Joe Baldacci.
Is this like show and tell?
Yeah. Yes.
Am I the toy? He has two ears, two arms.
No. Yeah. And I brought him along because, for a variety of reasons. One, he is so deeply entrenched in Bangor as a whole. Like, just comes from a real true Bangor family that goes way back, right? But he also has an office in downtown Bangor, and is just one of the many interesting people who choose to be down there, and they could really be most anywhere.
Right. I've been down downtown Bangor for 27 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Because
I'm only 29 years old.
Possible. Seriously. Well, when we were talking in the break about Boys State.
Yes.
Because it seems like yesterday to me, but it wasn't, that you were at Boys State.
Oh, my God. You were there, too.
I was there, too. I was the assistant director.
You were a mentor.
Yes. And I'm trying to remember who was. You and Danny Trumbull were running Maystick. One of you ran for governor and the other was campaign manager, as I recall.
I was campaign manager for David Ingalls.
Oh, David Ingalls, that's right.
Who also was on the University of Maine football team later on.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah.
And David is still local, but yes, and David won the governorship.
Right.
Yeah, we were called out because David was not in my party.
Right.
So John Cunningham, the esteemed attorney,
yes.
basically said that I was a traitor to my party.
Well, that's right. John and I were rival
party advisors back then.
Yeah.
I think you came out ahead with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now that you... that was a while ago.
I was only 10. I don't know how that possibly happened. But yeah, Betsy mentioned it. Your roots in the community go way, way back. When was the first Baldacci family investment in downtown Bangor? How long ago are we talking?
Well, we're talking about 1933.
Wow.
So that's when the Baltimore restaurant was under the bridge. And it was there from 1933 to 1975. And then it was on Broadway from 1975 to 2008.
I have very fond memories as a little kid. Because this is an example, too, of how Bangor has grown in the last several decades. It was about the most exotic thing in the world. Growing up at a time when every meal was meat and potatoes, that on Saturday night, we'd go to the Baltimore and get spaghetti and meatballs. Right. So that was something else.
We were diversity for
the you were?
For Bangor. Okay. Yeah, when I went to school in the 70s, I was still the only kid that was, you know, maybe from Southern European roots, but yes.
Well, and I was, as you know, I was very good friends. Your brother Paul was one of my best friends when I was in sixth grade, seventh grade, that time in life. And you know, I grew up as an only child. I remember the first time. Were you even around then? You were a baby.
I don't know. They said they just dropped. My brothers told me they just dropped me off in the front door.
Well, that could be.
And said, "Mom, will you take care of it?"
I remember walking in the house. And like that was a new world for me.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a packed house. You know, in retrospect, I realized there were 10 of us in one house because I have two kids. I don't know how my parents... I can see why my parents smoked all the time. Okay.
Wait, so there are 8 siblings?
There's 7 older siblings. Yeah.
7 older siblings.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there were 10 of us in one house.
Yeah.
So it was always fun. Danny Trumbull, who lived down the street, spent more time at our house. My mother said to Danny, you know, are you one of mine? Or, you know, where did you come from?
Well, it's the Baldacci family has done so much for the community through the years, and you continue to do that. Where's that come from, by the way? Does that go back to your parents, that notion of giving back and serving the community?
I would say my father, who served on the city council, who was very active locally, and he was active locally at a time when there were not many Democrats. This was overwhelmingly Republican area. Right. He worked in Maine and became a national delegate for JFK in 1960. They actually had Kennedy here in 1960 at Bass Park.
Right.
There's some great Bangor Daily News photographs of that. And so he was active that way. And over time, the area became more Democratic, but not, you know, certainly when he passed away, it was changing. So, but we've always been involved. John was on the city council, Jerry.
Mm.
And I think this community has been very good to us. And I think it's been important to us to be good in return. There's a lot of great people that live here, people that have been very kind and generous and thoughtful. And I think it's important to reciprocate all that goodness, especially if you want to live here yourself and raise your kids here. We've been very happy with the school system, with the you know, all the teachers that we've had to deal with. So we've been very fortunate. And I think it's important that people all recognize how fortunate they are to live in a great community like Bangor.
So what does the downtown mean to any city, but particularly to Bangor?
Well, having grown up here, I remember in the 80s and 90s, the downtown was desolate. When I got out of law school in the early 90s, I wasn't sure whether I'd be in Portland or Bangor. And at the time, there was kind of a recession going on. So I decided to come back to Bangor. I was only 26. So I set up an office downtown. But it wasn't, you know, downtown has taken a lot of time. And when I've served 12 years on the city council starting in 96, one of my focuses has always been downtown redevelopment. And from 96 on, being a city councilor and twice as mayor, we invested in the Children's Museum, which is the old Freeze's building. We put money into the Penobscot Theater. We redeveloped a number of buildings with public funds downtown, including bringing the University of Maine Museum of Art mm-hmm. downtown. These haven't been, you know, these have been successful, but together they create a synergy which helps create other energies, which helps bring people down, helps, you know, change the whole atmosphere. In the early 90s, there was a nightclub downtown that was, you know, that was the highlight of the downtown.
Right.
And that had a shady, spotty history itself. So it's good that the way the families have come back to downtown, I think that is a very positive sign for the community.
Well, and you touched on it, and Betsy, we've talked about it time and time again, how much of this resurgence in downtown was driven by the arts and the creative community.
Yeah, I really think that the arts and culture community, they're often the mavens, you know? I mean, they're the ones who are willing to go into an area that isn't as nice and help recreate it and redefine it because they have vision.
And they bring young people.
And they do, yeah.
And I think, and then families, and it's, you know, there's a couple of dance studios downtown. Mm. I remember as a kid taking my daughters to ballet lessons. There's the Children's Museum. There are unique shops that you won't find at a mall.
Right, right.
And now the malls are not doing well, so.
And Joy, you'll be happy to know, I still think of you as a young person.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
But I'll leave the $50 at the counter.
You got it. But what's great, too, you know, we had Abe and Heather Firth in a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago. We've had a lot of younger business yeah. owners, and we're seeing an infusion of new life into the downtown, and not the discard the people have been around forever, because they're the building blocks, they're the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great to have new people
Absolutely.
With energy.
And Abe and Heather have done a great job downtown. The Portland Pie Company, which is in their business, is a beautiful, they did a nice job to the front. The food is great.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of nice additions to downtown. And I think hopefully we can continue to build on that kind of energy.
Yeah, where do we go from here? Where do you see our downtown being 5-10 years out?
Well, I'm hoping that we can do something productive with our bus system and that provides more accessibility to people downtown and to getting people out beyond, because there has been some issues about what we do with Pickering Square. So hopefully we can resolve those issues. The waterfront concerts have also added additional spotlight to the downtown. And I think they've obviously added millions in business to the whole area, which is fortunate. So we have to see how that corridor develops. Bangor itself just needs to keep building positive energy down there. I think the next step for the city as a whole is to really, what are we going to do with the mall area? and how do we redevelop that area, which was so important to Bangor's growth in the 70s and 80s.
What's also nice, too, and we've talked about it the last few weeks, is the notion of downtown itself has changed, and we're seeing a rebirth of areas like Harlow Street, Franklin Street, Columbia Street, and the branches are reaching out even further, so it's not just the core right there in the heart of Main Street, but downtown sometimes goes beyond what you might think of as the borders of downtown.
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely grown, and the fact that it has an identity is a positive thing, because there were many years when people were very depressed about the downtown, what was going to happen and why people weren't going down there and the whole thing. So hopefully we've turned a corner on that, but there's always room for more growth.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, it's so great to see you.
Thank you.
Are both your daughters in college now?
They have left me.
Wow.
And they have gone to college.
Wow.
But they still call. And they still ask if I have a credit card on me. I don't respond as quickly as...
Well, no. Well, it's good to see you. Say hello to everyone in the family for us.
It's a real pleasure, seriously.
Thank you so much. You'll let us know when you launch the campaign. What? Yeah. What? Thank you, Joe. Betsy, thank you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you again next week as we talk downtown Bangor.